Hello and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with one Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin. I play with two Pokemon on the field.
Kevin, when was the last time you felt joy in your life?
Dang.
Oh, wow. I made you think so hard at the very beginning of
the
this
thing. Last time I had ice cream for dessert today, and then that was pretty good.
Wow. I love that. You're like, your bar is so low.
It doesn't take much to impress me.
That don't impress me. But no, it's the opposite. Can I tell you the last time I felt joy?
Sure.
It was 2 seconds ago, just now. And there it is again. And there it is again. I've been playing a lot of PokeQuicker.
I'm so sorry.
You've ruined me.
I'm so apologetic. I've been telling everyone not to play it, but for some reason they think it's reverse psychology and they play it anyway. So
you tell them not to play it because you actually want them to play it.
No.
So that you're not the only one playing it.
I was streaming on Twitch. I told everyone, guys, whatever you do, don't download PokeClicker, because I'm literally playing VGC Pokemon, and then while the Pokemon are Dynamaxing, I just avert my attention for 30 seconds over to PokeClicker on my side monitor. And for some reason, a lot of people decided to play it instead. You're one of them, Mike.
I am one of them. I'm one of them. I've hopped on after maybe 2 days of you playing. I was like, all right, you know what? I got to try this out.
And he's caught up to me and surpassed me.
So I went to PokeQuicker.com, and you said download. It's not a download. It's just a browser thing.
There's an app, though.
Are you kidding me?
There's a mobile app, yeah. You can download it.
There's a mobile app?
I just ruined Mike's life a little bit more.
Wait, I can play this thing on my phone?
Yes.
No, I don't want to. Oh no.
Hey, you could get some triple taps in there. You can go really hard on your phone.
I have a family, man. I can't do this. That's rough. Fantastic game.
Should we explain what a clicker is?
I mean, I don't think we really need to explain what a clicker is, but
you guys
sure,
know what
why
cookie
not?
Clicker is? I mean, I feel cookie like millennials clicker. Just love the mindless grindy games.
Of course.
It's just what we grew up with. Like
exactly.
Pretty sure that like if you showed this game to like a newer generation, they'd just be like, so what do? You click. How's that fun? Well, it is.
You click. So, I mean, yeah, sure. Your experience may vary, but for myself, for Kevin, and for all the other people our age who are playing this game right now, and people like Steve from It's Super Effective, who's SBJ, who's been rocking this game for longer than I don't know. Has he been playing for a long time?
I think about a week.
About a week. Okay. So about as long as we have. Okay. So he discovered it around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Apparently this game's been out for a while. I looked at old screenshots and it did not look this good a long time ago.
Good. So it makes sense why it's picking up now, I guess. A little bit more.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I want to do a little bit of a deeper dive into this. But essentially, for those of you who still don't understand what this is, you just click onto a screen and you knock out Pokemon by clicking on them. You have click power and you have automatic Pokemon power. You catch Pokemon with a certain chance of catching them. And you make them level up by, you know, clicking.
It writes itself. So, you go through the region of the games that already exist.
You collect points, you get stones, you evolve Pokemon. What I think this has been really good for me so far, and what I'm excited to do, because right now I'm still only on Johto. It's the second region. What I'm really excited to do is to like reaffirm my understanding of which Pokemon are in which gens.
Oh, Mike, it's to learn what Pokemon exist again. Oh, that's great.
I'm still at the point where I know that every Pokemon belongs in its gen. Right. Like, I think I maybe had a moment during the baby mons where I was like, oh, yeah, Smoochum is in Gen 2. But everyone else, I'm like, yeah, I think I get it.
Probably where you struggle is the same place that I struggle. It's the Gen 4 and 5s. Right. Is that where you get the mix up? Like, if I tell you what generation is Whimsicott?
Don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Is it Gen 4 or Gen 5?
It's you know what? I think it's Gen 4.
I think it's Gen 5. That's okay. This is.
Oh no!
Now we have to look this up.
Whimsicott generation. Introduced in Gen 5, you were right.
Is it Gen 5? Okay, what about Liprid?
Also Gen 5.
I think that one's Gen 4.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, that one is Gen 5, yeah.
Yes, okay. There's,
oh, Perugly is the Gen 4 one, right?
Yeah. Is that Gen 4 or is that Gen 3? Oh, no, we're going to be here all night.
No, it's definitely not Gen 3. Yeah, it is Gen 4. It's Perugly.
It's Gen 4. Okay.
Every region needs their cat.
Right. Every gen needs their cat. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting game. It's super simple in its execution, but it's just so well made.
Whatever you do, don't play it.
It satisfies so much of I don't know, just the things that I want out of Pokemon. That said, let's talk the esports.
Hey, at least
how do we bring PokeClicker to the main stage? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, you could speedrun this game.
Yeah, you can definitely speedrun this game.
There probably are speedruns of this game at this point, right?
Yeah.
I'd watch just to see how fast you can
crap out of this.
Burn through a Kanto.
Right.
I just want to see what's the best way to just burn through the game. So people just
spam. Kanto is definitely the hardest part. I could actually spend the entire podcast talking about this. I won't. But the last thing I'll say is that Kanto is definitely the longest part so far.
So far. Out of the two, though.
So far.
Regions that we played. Yeah, I feel like I burned through Johto a lot faster. I just feel like getting the Pokemon that you need in order to get high attack in Kanto takes longer. There's also a lot of trade evolutions. There's a lot of stone evolutions in Kanto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
doing
all
quests
RNG-based.
Is so oh, hard.
I just give up. Like, quests are pretty much the hardest currency to acquire in this game. All the other currencies are pretty much straightforward and simple. You get it through just existing. Yep. The quest currencies, the issue is there are some of them that take a long time but don't give any points, and some of them that are so mindless and easy, but you can only do once that gives you 4,000 points. So I always just do the shiny, refresh. If it's under 100, I don't even bother. If it's under 500, I don't even bother. I just will spend the other currency to refresh and then just move on to the big ones.
Sure. All right, moving on. Kevin, we've got some answers from our queue last week.
Okay.
Last week, we were talking about Twitch, and Kevin was spending a lot more time on Twitch. We were seeing a lot of success over there. A lot of people were coming over and saying hi, which was really, really cool. Same thing this week. Kevin's been playing a lot of Pokemon Sword and Shield. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Unite, seeing a lot of familiar faces, seeing a lot of new faces, which to those of you who are from there and now listening to the podcast, hello and welcome. To those of you who have listened to the podcast for a while and went over there, glad you came by. We're still going to be doing it. Now, last week, we asked about channel points. We said, Twitch users, what do you use your channel points for? The number one comment right there from Lupus Rex says, hashtag bring back the beans.
No. I'm pretty sure our beans went stale by now. And I'm pretty sure stale stinky beans are a lot worse than regular stinky beans.
It's sad when even the good beans are now probably not good beans.
The thing is, imagine just having a stale jelly bean of dirty sock just stick to your teeth and you can't get rid of it.
Because we have a lot of new people to the podcast, a lot of new people to the videos. There was a time where Kevin and I used to offer a channel point reward. This was also a thing in one of our old games called Dexit, where if we lose or somebody pays enough channel points, then we have to eat one of those Bean Boozled beans, which could either have been something really okay, berry or pear, or nasty, like toothpaste or like fish. And fish in a jelly bean was a unique experience. Washing
fish,
machine.
Rotten fish.
Yes, rotten fish. Washing machine was a very interesting flavor.
Dirty socks.
Dirty socks. Yeah.
The toothpaste wasn't that bad. I was fine with, if I got a blue, it's either berry or toothpaste. I can live with that one. That's not that bad.
I mean, really, after you eat something like dead fish, it's almost like a palate cleanser.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
You just get nothing but toothpaste. It's almost like what you need.
Right. But I will say that when we are in person in another 2 weeks, we will be doing some fun stuff together. So hopefully there's something to look forward to on that front. Braulio says emotes. Well, that makes sense.
I think that's already there, though.
I think we have that. Yeah, we have that. But thanks. Like, it is a very popular thing that a lot of people do, is they offer some of their own emotes. Because of all of the new people who are cycling through Twitch, we actually have access to some more emotes, which is really, really cool. So there's going to be a lot more for people to get.
We definitely need a Porygon with a shield for WonderGuard. It's a Porygon 2 holding a shield.
I'm into it. Scott Miller says, I think you guys should do jump scares and weird things like that on Twitch to mess with Kevin. Cool. Specifically for to mess with you, though.
People like seeing me in pain. I've realized that. Just like with the you know, the meme of the Porygon 2 Wonder Guard and the meme of me getting frozen on Greedent. People just like seeing me in pain.
Oh, 100%. And that's okay. Dylan says gambling, but I wouldn't be opposed if y'all brought the beans back. That's something that we did start doing, is we started betting on who's going to win. I tried it with Unite. I don't really like it with Unite as much. I feel like
it's better with VGC.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Unite is kind of a coin flip. VGC, you can look at the teams and be like, okay, Kevin loses this matchup. And then you can make that.
Plus, it happens so often. Like, the games happen so quick. You just get in, get out. 10 minutes here, gone. VGC, like, there's the whole
animations, turns.
There's the animations, there's the turns, there's selecting the Pokemon. Like, it's a whole thing. So yeah, that was our question. We'll come at you with a question after the break when we think of it. So all right, moving on. Pokemon Unite. Here's Pokemon Unite. Unite season 4 has finally started. So everybody got knocked back a couple ranks and had to fight their way back up again.
We can play with each other again.
Finally get to play with each other. Yeah. We got to play with each other before, but now it's like But now the gap has been closed a little bit. So that's always fun. There's new skins to go and get, which is interesting.
The ninja skins. The Blastoise.
Ninja skins, yeah. There's a Blastoise one. There's a Charizard one. Charizard one has an actual headband.
They got the Orochimaru Greninja too. It's great.
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, it's always kind of interesting to see how they handle the battle passes, and I'm sure they're successful in their own right. But I mean, all of that is to kind of inform the esports element of it, where they can actually give out good amounts of money because of all the money that it's pulling in constantly, which is really cool. Like the Aos Cup. We've got APAC and Oceania, which will be broadcasted live May 7th and 8th. So that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday.
Are they going to stream that?
Yeah.
I want production value. Hold on, Saturday, Sunday. Oh, wait, hold on. Why do they got to have so many things happen the same weekend?
I was waiting for that.
We have Indianapolis, which we're going to have to watch because that's kind of like where I've committed my mentality. The Global Challenge, which I'm going to have to play because I kind of already said I was going to have to. And then now I got to watch a Unite tournament. Gotta cancel all my plans, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. You had plans?
No.
No. I mean, I have my daughter's birthday on Sunday, but that's whatever. You know, I can miss that, right?
Yeah, who needs? That's fine.
Sure.
She'll have plenty of other birthdays.
Yeah. With me in it after I miss this one, I don't know. But anyway, as well in Pokemon Unite, last thing we'll say about this, there is currently an experience issue. And I found this one kind of funny when I came across that. Let me read you the exact tweet here. Attention trainers, the following issue has been identified. Experience gained each second is not counted in the level before an evolution. The issue will be addressed in an update on May 6th. We appreciate your patience and understanding. Hashtag Pokemon Unite. Dude, no.
That's pretty serious.
You don't get experience before you evolve. And that makes so much sense.
Because I've been noticing I've been taking longer evolving.
Well, there was that, but also on stream, there was a very recent, very poignant example that I can think of where I was playing as Venusaur against an opponent, Eevee. Ooga-booga. Eevee was, I believe, level 4, because Eevee evolves at level 5, right?
Something like that.
And evolves Eevee early. Stayed level 4 the entire first, like, I want to say 3/5 of the game. And I was there as like a level 9 Blastoise or a level 9 Venusaur, mm-hmm. just slapping down this Eevee so hard. Mm-hmm. Level 4, dude.
I do remember that there was an instance. I don't remember what I was playing because I was kind of jumping between Pokemon a lot. Mm-hmm. Whatever the last night was that we played together.
Yeah.
But I remember it was 4 minutes left of the game and I was still my base Pokemon form.
Oh.
It felt bad. I was just like, why can't I evolve? I'm like, this should not be taking this long. I understand. Oh, I was playing Decidueye. I was still right. I was still Dartrix at like 4 minutes left. And I was just like, well, this is not normal. I should have been Decidueye like 2 minutes ago.
Oh boy. It's bad. Like, that's not a good thing when that happens. And I kind of wish that I definitely wish that there was some kind of like hotfix strategy. That they wouldn't have to like pump everything through. And it's kind of Nintendo's fault.
May 6th like, is 4 days from the time we're recording.
Right? Like, May 6th is forever from now.
I mean, I guess it's fine if everyone has the same issue. But like, it just makes snowballing that much worse. Right? If you can get to your final evolution first and everyone's still a baby, how do you win? Right? How do you fight,
what do you even
fight
do?
Against that?
You do nothing. You hope. You put your hands together and you hope.
You lay down. And you ask them not to make it hurt too bad.
Can you imagine going into Zapdos as a Rowlet?
I refuse to believe it's that bad.
No.
Who knows?
No, exactly. And I mean, at that point, when you're that low, just go into the jungle and just do something else. You're not useful in lane right now.
The jungle creeps are a community project at that point. You just
exactly
just take them.
Let's fix the problem. All right. It is a new month. It is now the month of May. And so VGC is moving into its next season. Yeah, season.
Yeah.
What season are we even in right now?
I think we're on 30
season now. 29. Yeah, season 29 was last month. Now we're in season 30. 30 seasons of VGC.
It's been 30 months since Sword and Shield came out.
Yeah.
Does that track?
Here we are, month 30.
Yikes.
That's a lot. And in this, the 30th month, the 30th season, Charizard has finally entered top 10. Woo!
Yay! Everyone's favorite Pokemon is every competitive player's favorite Pokemon. I mean, obviously this is Rinya things, but also it's not just Rinya things. Charizard has been seeing competitive play even on rain teams, even on random teams, even on good stuff teams. They just stick the Zard in there just in case they're up against Rinya, and then they can have a Zard v Zard matchup. In which the Zard that wins the speed tie wins because they always carry Rockfall now.
See, that's interesting. I didn't actually know that Charizard could carry
its ancient power.
True. Ancient power. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
The other thing about like countering Rinya Sun is that Charizard actually does very well into every Pokemon that's on a Rinya Sun team, except for Charizard. So like you can easily knock out the Insign, you can knock out the Zacian, you can knock out the Gastrodon with Airstreams.
Yeah.
Can knock out Groudon. It's literally just the Charizard. So, best way to counter the Rinya Sun team, you join it.
Oh, no. You're so jaded. Because, I mean, like, again, Kevin, you would probably know better than a lot of other people, because you play every team under the Rinya's sun, that, you know, Rinya's sun's pretty good right now compared to all of these other ones that you have been losing against to Rinya's sun.
I think Rinya's sun is consistent. It does depend a lot on the pilot, though. It depends on how well the players.
Mentioned that last week for sure.
Thing is, my experience against Rinya's sun, and I'm in Master Ball, high ladder Master Ball. I ended high ladder Master Ball like last season too. People don't respect, like, in my, I've been playing a lot of Blastoise last season. People don't respect Blastoise, or I feel like most Rinya's sun players turn off their brains, just always bring Grim Zard lead, Groudon Zacian in the back. Like, they have two other Pokemon there, and they just don't use it. Like, all they have to do to stop me and stop my Blastoise is to bring the Gastrodon there. Gastrodon is a pivotal part of the team, but people refuse to bring it. It's kind of hilarious. But, hey, I don't mind. I'll just sit here and click Rain Dance and then blow you up with a Max Cannonade. I'm totally cool.
So, is that kind of the team that you're running most these days? Just one with the Blastoise?
No, because I feel like most people, I mean, Blastoise, I made a meta call on Blastoise, and then Blastoise ended up doing very good in the International Challenge by other players, and it ended the season very well, very high as well. It did well in the International, the EUIC. So I feel like at this point, people know to put some respect on Blastoise's name, so they have been targeting the heck out of my Blastoise when before they would be ignoring it. So I had to switch things up. I'm currently on a Reshiram grind, because that's my next meta call, because I think Reshiram is going to perform pretty decently in Indianapolis and maybe even in Secaucus. I'm on a Reshiram run, because I think Reshiram 1 does very good in Serenia. Also, it doesn't get one shot by Kyogre, which is pretty impressive when you have a Solvest with it. It's a very tanky version. If you run it with like a fake tiers user, you could pretty much take care of any Pokemon you really want. It just answers the meta very well. Also, with the rise of Rillaboom, the Reshirams are great switching to the Rillaboom. So, hey.
Bring your Reshirams out.
No, keep them away. I need a win. Don't take anything I take seriously. I never won anything, so. I'm just saying that so no one brings it except me.
Oh, that's fair. I'm looking further down the list here, and Reshiram doesn't really show up until, like, I want to say top 40. Blastoise is right now top 25, just in usage in Series 12. So you've got a little bit of wiggle room there before it starts to pop its flaming head up.
It did get top 8 in EUIC. Not top 8. It got top.
It always pops up. Yeah,
top 16-ish in EUIC by, I think it was Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh brought it with a Calyrex Ice, which was interesting. So, yeah, I think there's room for it. I mean, there are a lot of people that disagree with me. I know Manby says Reshiram's absolute garbage, which, hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion. There's a lot of other people that think Reshiram is absolute garbage. I think originally when I was doing the collab with Manby, we were going with Reshiram. And then, like, the day before we were set to record, he was like, can we change? Because, like, I'm not having any success with this Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up going for Alolan Marowak instead. But, like, yeah, that's the thing. Some Pokemon can be good to some people and be absolute garbage to other people. Some people do very well with Scarfed Kyogre. Some people think it's garbage. I'm one of the people that think it's garbage, because all you got to do is smack it once and outspeed it once, and then you are now useless.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
You are now a forced switch because you don't have max HP, so your water spout's doing 3 damage.
Right.
So that's just, you know, we all have opinions.
Well, I'll tell you something that isn't an opinion.
Okay.
More openings have been made for the Secaucus Regional.
Hey!
We are officially going to have more people coming in a couple weeks.
Yay. Unless TCG takes all the spots.
I mean, now let's not forget, like, TCG people were pretty upset by this too. Like, they got a ton of spots. They I believe close to 600, just a little underneath 600.
Yeah.
580 something. But they were still upset. There are a lot of people who want to play in this regional. It's such a central location.
It's the Northeast. It's so populated here.
Yeah.
Like, if you were if you were having a problem with venue size, then guess what? Get a bigger venue. There's so many. Jeez. It's the Northeast. Like, I don't understand. And it's the only Northeastern one. It's the only East Coast one this whole year because they're not even doing Ottawa.
Right. Well, this is the one that, or Toronto, like, this is the one that, like, Canadians are going to go to, like, Eastern Canadians are going to go to. Mm-hmm. You got the West side, you got Vancouver, who's all going to go there, and Portland's going to go up to Vancouver, but, like, Ontario, Quebec, Manitoba, like, all of that stuff, like, they're all going to go to the Secaucus regionals if they can.
Yeah, and I think there are even some people on our Discord from, like, Georgia, from Florida, from you know, low East Coast states that are all going to travel up here or planning to travel up here and now no longer can't. yeah, it's a situation, huh?
Yeah. So openings will become available on May 4th at 7 p.m. CST or 8 p.m. EST. So make sure you are staying tuned for that. Sit at your computers.
Do not
be one of the first people. Yes, do not. Do not go and have dinner. Don't finish your dinner. Don't finish your game of League of Legends or Dota 2 or whatever you have. You stop.
You sit there and you refresh.
You open up your browser. You refresh. That's it.
The website can be found on Arcanine Labs' Twitter. Just RK. Like the letters and then nine and then labs. Like
I think that if there are people who want to go to this thing, they do know.
Hey, listen, we got to gatekeep more people that are very serious about it by getting the casual players in here too. That's fine. Pokemon.
Cause I mean, all of the people who didn't get it the first time are absolutely going to be doing exactly that.
Waiting there. Yeah. That's fair.
They're already waiting there. They're camping out in front of their computer.
So if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, which is Wednesday, you got until this afternoon. So, or I guess night, evening.
Exactly.
You got time.
All right. You got time. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Indianapolis Regionals. We're going to be talking about Liberty Note and all of the new teams that have kind of popped up at the end of this season. For season 29 in VGC. All that and more when we come back from the break in just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin and I just took a 50-minute break to play a lot of PokeQuicker. and we're back.
Yeah, that break took a little bit longer than we anticipated. We took a break by not taking a break.
This is definitely a break. PokeQuicker is a break.
No, a break is supposed to be to go to the bathroom, to visit your significant others, to change a diaper, you know, feed your cat, water your plants.
Do you think I still change diapers? Do you think I still change diapers?
I'm not talking about you, Mike.
I have
to change my own diaper.
Gotta take a break and change a diaper.
My diaper.
Got it. Right. Yours. Understood. So here, like, PokeQuicker, I'm not fully obsessed with it. When it's in front of my face, my peripherals go to it, but I have zero problem, and I think this is why I like it so much. I have zero problem just leaving and coming back like 5 hours later.
He says this, but he surpassed me with a day unadvantage. He surpassed
I had
Steve
to be
with,
at
like,
my computer for
unadvantage.
Work. I had to be at my computer for work. So it's right here with me.
I always leave it on and have it going, but you know,
yeah,
you just can't do as much with it going on its own.
No, that's right. And I mean, again, I am sitting here all day just like quickity, 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 quick. Like, I will do that. I'm not above that. I love this game.
Mike's gonna get to Sinnoh when I get to Hoenn. Hoenn's gonna be another hard one.
Hoenn is gonna be another hard one. Kevin, are we going to Indianapolis? I've forgotten this. Is this the one we are going to or are not going to? No, there's the international that we're going to.
Yeah, we're going to Columbus. Okay, I understand they both end in S, Mike. It gets a little confusing.
Hey, listen, I don't know my Americas, okay?
Indianapolis is in Indiana.
Columbus. So we are not going to Indianapolis, right?
No. Okay. We're going to Secaucus in Ohio. I don't yet know when Ohio signups are going to happen.
I don't think anybody does.
I don't think it was announced yet. I do check back because it is very possible that I missed. And if you guys are listening to this, you are all my secretaries. If you know when Ohio is going to go live, please DM us on Discord. Let us know. Yeah.
Save us. We do not keep up with this stuff as much as we should. All right. Indianapolis regionals is happening this Saturday and Sunday, May 7th and 8th. Starts on Friday, May 6th. So one might say it goes from 6th to 8th. I don't know. This is going to be the first North American regionals of the year that actually incorporates Pokemon Go, which is really exciting. It's not the first regional of the year that incorporates Pokemon Go. It is like Europe, I believe, was the first one back in March.
Yeah, Liverpool.
It's the first North American one.
Interesting. I mean, I saw a little bit of it in the UIC. I was very confused. I didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. I saw Galarian Stunfisk, and I saw Medicham, and I saw Altaria's.
So I want to watch it so bad. I want to see how the production value goes for regionals.
Yeah,
I mean, technically, you could see that with Europe, but anyway.
Indianapolis is going to have a stream, I believe, and thankfully that's a good thing because I think Liverpool didn't have a stream.
Not that I remember.
That didn't have a stream. I remember because a lot of people complained about it. Typically, the North American regionals always have streams, which is nice. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing it. I just don't know. I'm conflicted. I don't know if I should. Because, like, my thought process is I typically stream in the morning on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday-ish.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, do I watch the regional or do I play in the international challenge or do I do both?
I think you have plenty of time in the day to actually do both.
Yeah. It might be a very long stream, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do people actually watch along with you when you do when you watch tournaments?
Oh, it's a little less than usual, but people watch.
Okay.
Well, I mean, people actually like to hear my opinions. Who would have guessed?
Funny how that happens.
I think it's fun. I mean, the thing is, like, I could probably stream for that long because I'm going to watch it anyway on my own, whether I stream or not. So, and it's really low maintenance. It's just read chat and then
read. That is why so many people on Twitch do that right now.
Exactly.
Which watching probably why anime.
Oh, is that what people are doing now?
That is absolutely what they're doing. And Twitch had a problem with it for a little while.
Yeah, I was going to say something DMCA. Hello?
Yep.
That's not good.
But when it was popular, it was popular.
Because if Twitch starts taking DMCA seriously, then that means we won't be able to play copyrighted music on Twitch anymore.
We
don't, because the only reason we don't, and I have had people ask why don't we have like custom like song requests and stuff like that, is because a lot of people actually watch our VODs.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitch will just delete the audio completely from the VODs. So that's just, you know, 1,000 people that are missing an experience, you know?
Also, we come from early YouTube where a lot of things were okay until they weren't. And when they weren't, YouTube had no problem going back years and being like, hey, you remember that thing you did in 2014 sang over this popular music? No, that's not good anymore. We don't like that. It's done. And I was like, well, what about fair use? And they're like, fair use has changed.
Yeah, I think Mike would. Yeah, YouTube takes it very seriously. Mike would like have the whole song reconstructed with his own vocals over it, but it was apparently good enough that I got DMCA'd.
I had The Weeknd coming after me. Like, come on. It was bad. No, okay, so I'll tell you the story. So back in the day, I used to do this thing called Poke Musical, and you could
probably still find it.
You can still find some of them. I had one that did very, very well on YouTube, where I covered Let It Go and I sang over the Wi-Fi battle. It was singles back then. I was just playing singles. And it was fun. It was fun. Like it went up and it did well. Got my channel moderate amount of success. So I kept it going, as one would with any kind of series. So I start doing other songs, and I tried to, you know, have kind of a like different array of stuff that I would do. So I did like a song from the Phoenix Wright games. I can't even remember some of the other things that I did, but there was a lot of other stuff.
Hakuna Matata.
That was it. Yes.
You made your own custom Mega Latios Latias song.
Yes, that was to the. But that was the soundtrack. That was the actual soundtrack of like flying
in the sky,
flying on Mega Latios. Yeah, it was just that with lyrics. And then I went, got ambitious, and I tried a song by The Weeknd for Sun and Moon. I remember. Because I was so hyped for Sun and Moon. So I made a Weeknd song about it. And I redid all of the instrumentals and I redid all the vocals because I didn't want to get slapped. And I got slapped. They were just like, no.
The Weeknd no. has to shut down this poor little PokeTuber trying to make content.
Yeah. And after that, it was just one of those like, scarring experiences where it's just like, no, I'm not, I don't want to do these anymore, man. Like I put in a lot of work on that and it's gone now. So sad. So that was my time. That was my story for the day.
That's YouTube story time with Mike.
Exactly.
It's a new segment.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely excited to watch the Pokemon Go regional VODs. Also excited to see the actual VODs now that I've been watching a lot more BGC lately because of your streams. So it's like, I kind of know what's in the meta. Like I see what's, you know, up on Liberty Note, which we'll talk about in a second. And like, I recognize these teams from a lot of the things that you do, as I imagine you do as well.
Yes. I mean, when you play thousands of battles, you see it all. A lot of people ask me like, Kevin, how is it possible that you always get hexed out? Because I think, when people are watching the video, it almost feels like a meme at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, when you play as many battles as I do, it's only bound to happen eventually.
Sure.
Right. It's just going to happen.
I think people don't really realize like how little games they probably play. Mm-hmm. If they go on their Switch and they play a couple of games of online ranked, unless you're like really making a meal out of it, you probably only play like two or three before taking a break. I would say the average player plays like a good 2, 3, maybe 4 at most games a day and then mm-hmm. calls it.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I play a lot for stream now. I play a lot on Showdown.
Yeah.
I used to have to build teams. I didn't, because now I've been taking more rental codes. And if you guys have teams that you want me to play, hop on our Discord, put in the rental codes chat. Yeah, now I take a lot of people's rental codes, so it's a little bit less hectic when it comes to testing the teams before making the teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all in all, I play the game a lot. That's all I can really say. A lot of people ask, Kevin, how do you stay so composed when some of the craziness happens? Like, I would have just shut off my game. Sometimes I don't stay composed. Sometimes I do shut off my game. I think I shut off my game on stream, didn't I?
You did.
That was the fastest, like, home XA. It was the fast. It was like, click, click, click. Get me out of here.
That was funny to watch. Then you went right back in. You're like, all right, I should probably not have that happen. Oops.
Listen, I don't condone, like, DCing. I don't condone DCing. I wasn't doing it to steal points from my opponents. They're going to get the points anyway. All right, they're just gonna.
You did it
because
it was
later.
The funnier thing to do at the time.
Yeah, it was a funnier thing to do, and honestly, I just didn't want to wait until after that turn's animations happened. I just wanted out. Like, I didn't want to have to wait just to forfeit.
Right. Okay. Speaking of VGC, let's go into some of the Liberty Note teams from season 29. The top 30 every month. They release the top 30 teams that are used. Sometimes they give the actual Pokemon. Sometimes they give the actual rental code if it exists. Most of, now that we're like a good, you know, 30 months into this game's life cycle, not as many people actively sharing their stuff anymore. but sometimes you get a good couple. As you would expect, Rinya-san does make an appearance, although not as much.
Read and the I mean, person I who brought like, Rinya-san. Read their name. Linya.
Linya. It's Linya.
Linya brought Rinya.
Linya bringing Rinya. The number one team this month was from Kinugawa at Kinu Rinsipal on Twitter. Good luck. Good luck looking that one up. Bringing a Zacian, Kyogre, Tornadus, Whimsicott, Incineroar, and Rillaboom.
That's a thunderous, but yes.
What did I say?
Tornadus.
I've done this for a year now. I always do this.
They look the same. And Ogre likes Tornadus typically.
I mean thunderous when I say that, but for whatever reason, my brain goes Tornadus.
You're at least good on Landorus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Landorus, I'll never mess up for sure.
Because that's like the singles friend that you've grown accustomed to.
Yes, actually, that's 100% true.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, Rinya makes top teams appear, but Swordfish is still a lot more popular, at least in the teams that we can see, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people keep their team secret. A lot of the
second place is secret.
Yeah, it's a little tiny secret.
But third place, Hami Gakiko, is and see, I can say these names, but I can't say Thunderous or Tornadus. Hami Gakiko brings Zacian, Kyogre, Kingdra, Incineroar, Landorus, and Ferrothorn. So interesting nice. Team coming in at third.
I'm a little bit concerned with that team, but hey, they got third. See, the reason
concerned I'm concerned in what way?
I'm just looking at Gastrodon and wondering what that team does to Gastrodon. It has to just be Ferrothorn to Gastrodon. Yeah. But you're putting Gastrodon stops Ogre, Kingdra, which are like, you know, the main core of the team. Because you want to get Kingdra Airstreams followed by Kyogre just water spouting the world.
Right.
I guess if your primary goal with Kingdra is to Airstream, it's not that serious. But no, it's a little concerning.
I want to see the team play. I really want to see that team play.
I think it could do well. I think it's pretty straightforward, too. It's like a newer VGC player can pick up that team and play it somewhat decently.
Fifth place doesn't show their team. Sixth place brought a Groudon and didn't show the rest of the team. I don't know how that works. Seventh place didn't show their team. And then eighth place, coming in with Sword Dog. Again, that's Kyogre and Zacian, for those who don't know. Indeedee, Landorus, Shedinja, and Inteleon. Now, Shedinja and Inteleon is a legit thing. I've seen that multiple times.
The Inteleon thing is a little bit more of a pocket pick. Mm-hmm. I actually played this team like right before this recording, so I have a lot of knowledge on this team. So you'll probably see on this channel, ironically today, the day that this comes out. Cool. Inteleon does pretty decently. The Indeedee plus the Inteleon, the whole point of the team is to lead Indeedee and Inteleon, set up focus energy, and then follow me. So right. With the scope lens that you now have, and with the high critical hit ratio of the focus energy, you're now at a 50% crit chance, which is pretty nice. You have a G-Max move that ignores abilities, so you can snipe down Gastrodons with Inteleons. You pretty much bring Indeedee. You click focus energy on Inteleon. The Indeedee eventually dies that turn. Then once Indeedee goes down, you bring in the Ogre, and now you have water-boosted focus energy, high crit chance, scariness. And then once you're done wiping their team, if there's any stragglers with, you know, 2 HP left, Zacian comes in the end and cleans it up. Super straightforward.
It's a very straightforward team.
Shedinja you bring sometimes. You don't bring it against Rinya. You bring it if they have a Calyrex Shadow. You bring it if their whole team decides not to carry any moves. And you never bring it if you see a Porygon 2. Never. Trust me. Never bring
especially
it.
Especially not one with Trace.
Especially. Just don't especially. Even take the chance. Just don't bring it if you see P2. Or Gardevoir.
Well, Kevin has Wonder Guard Porygon on the brain forever now.
I got traumatized.
Not only did he get traumatized, but then the world looked at it and laughed because that is our only is our only like quasi successful TikTok that we've got so far. Follow us on TikTok at Pokey Sports. I find it very funny that that's the one that got a lot of traction too.
That's the one. Well, I mean, that's the one that people are like,
your total humiliation.
Let's share this with everybody.
Yeah.
I purposely try, because like one of my favorite things, like this is like a little bit of a trivia about Kevin.
Okay.
One of my favorite things to ever view and always makes me die of laughter is a perfectly cut scream.
Perfectly cut screams. Yes. Yeah.
I love them. So so if you go and watch that Porygon 2 video, I know I'm just trying to push more people to watch the video you've already seen. I try to get like the perfect cut scream right at the end where I'm like, I lost. Just like, yeah. I lost cut.
And this has been Kevin's behind the TikTok.
Yes. I also think my funny Northeastern accent adds to the comedy.
I mean, yeah, that helps. Yeah. Like when the New Yorker kind of comes out there. Yeah. Like when the Jersey comes to play.
When I get angry, that's when Jersey comes to play. Are you guys watching this on Spotify video podcast? Because if you are, Mike got me a gift.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I haven't gotten mine yet, but that's huge.
Huge. Which ones did you get? You get the same ones?
Okay, so I went a little crazy. Hold
on. Let's explain what this is first.
Yeah.
For those not
watching. You want me to explain it? All right, so they're 3D printed gigantic Game Boy game cartridges. So I got Kevin a big gray one, with a like Gengar Pokemon sticker on it. Like, you know, the red, blue, yellow, stickers. It's not those, it's just Gengar on it and it's all black in the back. It's really cool. I went crazy and I bought all of the original games.
Oh no.
So
I buy the actual games and Mike buys gigantic versions of 3D.
Yeah. And I bought Dark Charizard ones. You know the Dark Charizard card. Mm-hmm. They made one but with that kind of card backing. So
kind of cool. That's gonna look so nice in your room.
I can't wait to actually put it somewhere. I don't know where the heck I'm gonna put it, but I'm gonna put it somewhere.
I'm kind of having that same problem. That's why I don't have it on the wall yet. Because my wall's broken up, but I know I'll find a spot somewhere.
I'm not like one of those streamers who just has an entire shrine dedicated to Pokemon behind them. Like, yeah, I can't either. Do it. I got to live here. I'm sorry.
I don't got one behind me. I got one to the right of me, though.
That's your personal collection. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a bunch of Pokemon stuff. In fact, I just got white and black 2 in the mail today. Just to add to my collection.
Yeah. Oh, you're still buying them, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm close to finishing.
And you're not gonna play any of them.
I might one day. I mean,
someday, yeah.
It's not like they're closed and new in box. They're already used, so it's not like me playing them would ruin the value anymore.
Right.
I think the only one I'm missing right now is Heart Gold. The only reason I'm missing it is because that one's very expensive. I do have Soul Silver, but Heart Gold is the only one that I'm missing.
Really? I didn't know Heart Gold was so expensive.
Typically, the remakes and the third games are more expensive because they are the more preferred version and the least, and they sell less than the original two.
So there's less of them in circulation.
Yeah, that's why Crystal, Emerald are both very expensive. Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Fire Red, Leaf Green are both expensive.
You were too young at the time to remember this, but Crystal was such a weird release because some people had it.
That was my first.
But so many people, yeah, right. So many people did not, and so many people didn't even know that it came out.
Did they not promote it?
No. Well, maybe they did, but maybe just not on the channels that I was watching. Not in the channels that my friends were watching. I knew one person who had Pokemon Crystal. And then since then, the only other person that I've learned had Pokemon Crystal was you.
Well, this is why Pokemon Crystal is the problem that it's at right now. Where it's
100%.
It's like one of the most expensive ones. The thing is, I remember when I was younger, my favorite color was blue. So that was my logic behind it. And I was too young for Gen 1 because Gen 1 came out when I was born. I was an infant. I couldn't hold a controller. Gen 2 came out a couple of years later. And then Crystal came out a couple of years after that, right? Or like one year after that?
I want to say just a year, probably.
When did Gen 2 come out? Like 97, 98? And then Crystal was like 99. So yeah, I was four. I was about the right age that I played 2000. Video games.
2000 was 2000? When Crystal came out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was five. So yeah, I was old enough to play Crystal.
But once Silver came out exactly a year and a month behind that. So
behind that
Golden,
or before that?
Golden Silver. Oh, before. Okay. Behind, well, before. Yeah. Golden Silver came out November 21st, 1999.
Oh, the more you know.
Mm-hmm. 3 years after Red and Blue. Isn't that something?
And they've been on this 3 year cycle for a while now. I think there was only one generational gap that they messed up the 3 year cycle, and that was Gen 4 and 5. Gen 5 came out 4 years after Gen 4, and that's only because they had a completely new dex and the biggest dex ever.
Oh, they were working hard on it.
Well, they did something ambitious, and like, say what you want about Game Freak, it takes a lot of guts to do this. They didn't include any of the previous Pokemon at all in Black and White. They included them in Black 2, White 2 after the immediate outcry of, hey, what about all my Pokemon that I bred from Generation 4? You know?
I want him.
But I think it was honestly that's what gives Black and White that. I don't know. I just feel like Black and White in my brain sticks out as one of the best Pokemon games for that reason. It's like, too bad. You have to learn to like these new ones and figure out what they do. Good luck.
See, that's fun because
here's three monkeys.
Black 2 and White 2 stick out to me as the best Pokemon games of all time.
Well, when I say Black and White, I meant those.
That whole package.
Yeah, whole package. Sure. Yeah, I think story wise best. Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah, for sure.
With, and the sequel was great, too.
The whole story was great. I feel like they were listening the most during then. Just with that sequel having so much like quality of life over Black and White. That was crazy. And then X and Y was a game changer. I think that X and Y is like a very close second. This is just kind of off the top of my head. If I actually thought about it, I might not give it these. So please don't get angry at us in the comments.
Okay. What's your favorite generation? Congratulations.
That's today's question.
You got your question. What's your favorite generation?
Favorite game. One of those two questions will be in the Q&A. So if you're on Spotify, go and check out that Q&A section.
See, the thing about Generation 6, 7, 8, I feel like they were so focused on updating the graphics that they couldn't focus on the gameplay as much.
Yeah.
Because people were just complaining about their stupid tree texture. Like, like they had to upscale the graphics completely from like Generation 5 to 6. And then even further in Generation 7.
Well, and now it's a very interesting time for them to be releasing a new Pokemon game. Because we're still on the same console. We're not moving from DS to 3DS. We're not moving from 3DS to Switch. And it's not like that hasn't happened before. We've stayed on the same console, I believe, from other games. Although if I'm trying to think about it, like, yeah, I guess from Gen 4 to Gen 5, Gen it was 4 and 5, always a DS.
Gen 1 and 2.
Yeah, well, Gen 1 and 2 there, trying to make it work. So now, like, we're on the same console. We have the same technology. Let's just see how they can...
6 and 7 also. Sorry.
How they can make it better, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, 6 and 7 too. Yeah. Okay, so a lot of them were on the same consoles, Kevin. So,
in fact, the only one that wasn't is Gen 3.
The Switch is the good one, all right? The Switch is the good one. The one where it looks really, really nice.
Say what you want about Let's Go. Let's Go had the best graphics on for Pokemon.
They just smoothed everything out and took out the outlines. Get out of here.
It worked. No one complained about textures and Let's Go.
They had a lot of other things to complain about and Let's Go.
My Gyarados doesn't have Intimidate. What kind of garbage is this? Why does my Pikachu one-shot an Onix? Don't understand.
All right. With that, I'm going to call this an episode. We're going to go back to PokeClicker, yes, of course. We will be streaming PokeClicker for the next 14 days straight. So go and check
people
that out.
People might
on
take you seriously.
Yeah, I know, right? They're never going to. I will go as far as to show my progress on Twitch.
You could have it as like an end of stream thing.
Exactly.
Like, oh, we got a half an hour winding down. Here's some clicker. You know?
Here's some clicker. Exactly. It's not like I haven't been playing it the whole stream anyway. Kevin, what you got going on this week?
Stream on Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe Sunday. I haven't decided yet. Depends if I get a break. Oh, no,
it's
I have
to
shoot Sunday. No, international challenge. I have to. Yeah. The thing is, I enjoy international challenges because that's 3 days of uploads that I don't have to do.
That's fair.
A couple of them on the channel.
That's fair.
But yeah, streams, YouTubes, cool. Italian videos coming out later today. Make sure to watch it.
Oh, yeah. And all that other good stuff, too. Go and check out our YouTube, youtube.com/pokesports. Go and check out our Twitter, twitter.com/pokesportspod. And our Twitch, twitch.tv/pokesports. That's going to be all from us today. I hope you have a great week. Please don't start PokeClicker. And if you do, well, sorry. We'll see
you. Just sorry.
I was just sorry.
We hope that you're here next week. Bye.